Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, welcome back to the day before. No, is it the day after?
Before.
The day before Thanksgiving podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny. You have just entered our living room space and also our heart space.
You can't half tell, right, that we're pre-recording these.
They're not pre-recorded. This is live. If you tuned in, we just got here too.
Yeah, we did just get here.
Let's party!
Hey, but listen, it's pretty jolly well live. It's not like a year before. We're not doing this in summer.
No,
the leaves
people,
are golden outside people.
Serene, darling.
Yes.
Many people who listen to our potties, binge listen, they might be hearing this
years later.
8 months from
and
now.
And that's okay. You could be at the beach in Florida.
We're still
live. Jandals.
In your jandals. And your skeggins.
You
and your jorts.
Do you have that word jandals here?
No.
Jandals are thongs.
Not thongs.
No, hold on, thongs. All right, guys. Okay, you people. Thong, you've thong, got thong, such thong, words thong. For things. Jandals and thongs are flip-flops.
Are flip-flops. That's all they are.
Thongs are not skinny underwears.
Yes. We don't have those. We do have them, but that's not the name for them.
Let's not talk about why those were ever invented, by the way.
Okay.
What a bad idea.
They're very uncomfortable
who
to
wants
anyone,
a, who
I'm
wants
sure.
a wedge of rope in there?
I know.
Not me.
I like Pearl's visual.
I held up my little
She held
finger.
Up her pinky.
Listen, thongs are just flip-flops, and that's what we grew up with.
Lizzie told us.
Togs are swimsuits.
Yes.
So you go to the beach in your togs and your jandals.
Yes.
And your thongs.
You see, jandals could be jandals or they could be thongs. If they're jandals, they're made, and all our New Zealand and Australian sisters, just, you know what we're talking about, but we could be wrong. But jandals are the ones with rubber. Thongs
yes.
are the ones with fabric,
yeah.
in my mind.
In my mind, too.
Okay. You ever seen men and their little tighties?
Speedos?
In Australia.
That's common in Australia, right?
It's yeah. common. They water their lawn in their Speedos.
I'm thinking about doing it next year.
No, you're not. I'm not
yeah,
coming
I think
near
I wanna,
your neighborhood.
I think I want to do it.
No, you're not.
Because that's so funny because I can imagine him actually running down the beach with his chest out in his Speedo.
What are we talking about? This is
we are talking about Thanksgiving. Okay, get back. Okay. That was the worst rabbit trail.
Whatever.
I don't even
it
know.
Wasn't even festive. It was almost perverse.
The most unfestive
Danny
rabbit
running
trail.
In Speedos. It's disgusting.
Oh, does it have to be?
God, the good Lord made Danny.
No, yeah. Danny's not disgusting.
Medium Dan in Speedos.
No,
let's go.
It's not disgusting for his wife. I just don't want to go there in my head.
Oh, that's true.
His wife can get all her thrills from that.
It's the image of God, sister.
Let me just put my husband in that picture and then it'll all be good.
Oh, yeah. Now there's a big trophy vision.
I don't want to see my husband running down the beach in Speedos either.
No.
Yeah. He'd be in Speedos and boots.
Cowboy boots.
Yes, can we please conjure an image of Charlie in Speedos and boots?
Yeah,
with his shirt tucked in. With his button-down shirt tucked in.
His whitey-tighties. Can you get whitey-tighties Speedos?
Yeah, you can.
Oh,
you ought to
no.
be able to.
Hey, we might be the only ones laughing right now. They're like, get back to point.
Well, they're like, I'm done with that podcast.
Yeah.
I'm looking up whitey-tighties Speedos while you take
hey,
us
Hey, worse
into-
than whitey-tighties. Whitey-tighties to
we're
us.
Finishing
but
this.
I've got to say this point. Is the Speedo of our generation... In our home, because when my parents grew up,
yeah.
right, Nana and Granddad, my mum and dad that are now Nana and Granddad, my mum's mum used to make the underwear and give it out at Christmas time.
That's true.
But she made it look like diapers that were, she'd like to make comfy underwear.
Yes.
And send it to you know, our
but
dad.
How is this
and
relating?
Well, the whitey tighties that are so old, fuddy-duddy and huge, they're like Speedos compared to the comfy underwear.
Oh, okay.
So, you know,
yeah.
we've come far,
okay.
is what I'm trying to say.
Good job.
Come far.
You could
Everyone
have left
to
that
know.
One off.
I found some gold.
Right.
I felt interesting.
Okay. You felt interest around it?
Well, I just,
okay.
yeah.
Let's get on to the topic at hand, which is Thanksgiving, which is being thankful, which is awesome.
Yeah. I'm thankful for my underwear.
Serena, I'm looking at you like, bring the meat. And you're just still in underwear and Speedos and Nana made this and sewed that and gave it to my dad.
waistline I grew up with. It's just right there in my, just the only thing flapping through my brain is the underwear. No, thankfulness. Oh, I love, you know, how do I go from there?
Does it have to be flapping, by the way?
No, it has to be flapping.
Okay.
Yes. Pearl, you need to start me off.
Trini, I had to go pick you up today because you couldn't walk and
I can walk. I'm not in a wheelchair, but we were late and you needed to pick me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were talking to me such deep stuff about thankfulness.
But I was deep back then, Pearl. I was deep.
Back half an hour ago, I was so deep.
I was a different person. Okay, rewind. Okay, so, yeah, I was just talking about, oh, yeah.
No, it was good, Serena. I feel like I need to hear it because all the Speedo talk has got it out of my head and I need to be reminded of thankfulness.
Well, you know, I've been thinking a lot. Well, Pearl and I have been thinking a lot for a couple of years now, and we're actually writing a book, I'm That Girl, about this and about lots of stuff. But, you know, it touches a little bit about, and we've talked about to you guys, about our mouths and words and how powerful it is and how death and life are in the power of the tongue, and just that we have to really watch what comes out of this door. This trap, right? And in the Bible it talks about, let not bitter water and sweet water come out of the same fountain. Spring. But, you know, there's a spring that feeds this mouth. You know, this is a door here. And I was just on a walk this morning and just talking to God to say, I'm done with having bitter water and sweet water coming out of the same mouth. It's not for me anymore. And I'm not talking about like I'm going around lying and cursing, but there's just a little gossip here and there, or did you hear that this and blah, 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 or oh, it was just such a hard. It just. There's some little bitterness that we can tighten up on.
Yeah,
you know, little bits of bitter water, and I was just really ready for that next stage. And I was actually listening to an amazing, amazing sermon, and Bill Johnson actually, and he's really been blessing my walks lately as I've been listening to him. He gets a lot of flack from a lot of people I know, but hey.
Your personal choice to listen to him, sir. Yeah. Everyone's free.
And I absolutely get a lot, and he's very, very sound. But I challenge you, hey, if you've got a problem with him, just listen. And you might not have a problem anymore.
No, I had a bit of a, I was like, I said to you, Serene, oh, I wanted to read, I read this book and, you know, I heard so many terrible things about Bill Johnson, like all over the internet. And then there was a book by him and I said, I'm trying to find bad stuff. I don't know. It's really blessing me. And Serene said, oh, I listened to him. It's so great. So, I mean, each to their own.
Hey, you can find a lot of bad stuff about innocent people out there on the internet.
Yeah, even you, and me.
Even about me and even about my mum.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like they make her sound like a radical weirdo.
Yeah.
And she's just so wonderful, you know? So, you know, unless you really know somebody. But anyway, he was talking about the tongue and just really guarding the mouth and he said some amazing things, and I was sharing them with Pearl in the car, and he was talking about the scripture, and it says let your walls will be called salvation, your walls will be called salvation and your doors praise. And he said, you know, the praise is our part, it's the door, and the walls, that's God's part. He gives us salvation, but our door is to be the door of praise. And he was talking about in heaven, the doors, the gates, they're pearls. They're made of pearls. And he was talking about doorways are from agitations, and that's how they make the pearl. You know, and so the doorways are praise, and they're pearls. And how does a pearl come? From agitation. So when we praise, we don't praise because everything is perfect.
Well, it's a sacrifice of praise. That's what the Bible calls it.
We don't bring praise because I mean, it's great to bring praise when we're thankful because we finally got a raise, or, you know, we're just on the top of the world. But praise comes through an agitation, and it's the flavor of earth, because in heaven, you know, we have eternity to praise, but it'll be a different flavor because there's going to be no pain. There's going to be no struggle. There's going to be no turmoil. But here on earth, the door is the door of agitation. And I was so moved by that. I'm like, whoa, whoa, and whoa. Because, you know, that's when we feel like doing the complaining. And he was saying how there's that beautiful verse in the Bible, and it says that God is enthroned on the praises of his people.
Yep.
But who is enthroned on the complaining? of the people. You know, and if we enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise and thankfulness, you know, and the door is praise, what door are we walking through when we have complaining on our lips? And it just was so huge, this analogy and the scriptures to back it up, that our mouths are doors and we can use them to praise even when the worst is going on. And that's when really it becomes the door for God to walk through. We have this struggle, we have this turmoil, we have this awful, hard thing in our life, this agitation. Can we make it a pearl, a gate? For God to walk right into our lives and totally move upon our lives? Or are we going to make it a door for the enemy to just wreak havoc in multiplication of what's already there, right? So we're thinking of Thanksgiving, you know, and a lot of people may have a lot of things to be thankful for. I have incredible things to be thankful for. You know, last Thanksgiving, it was more of that Thanksgiving through agitation, you know. I just had this longing in my heart to see my son and daughter-in-law have a baby. There just had been so many years of trying and none. And, you know, he was still walking through his journey of getting healed of cancer. And so I have so much to be thankful for this Thanksgiving, because there's a baby in their arms and our arms, and just Arden is free of cancer. But I'm just thinking, I've had Thanksgivings where it's had to be through the agitation to make the pearl, to make the doorway for God to come in. So what in your life right now, you who are listening, I mean, if things aren't perfect, if it's actually been the hardest season of your life, can you make it a door? Can you make it a pearl? You know,
I love it,
because in heaven, the doors and the gates were pearls. You can't make pearls without an agitation, without something that's just like roughing you up.
Mm.
And so that's what I was just encouraging you guys listening that.
And it's also, and it's true, like things don't have to be fully developed and on your plate for us to be thankful for them. Like our neighbor.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be perfect for us to, oh, you know, thanks for keeping your fence clean.
Right.
Something.
Right. You can even have an agitation between the two of you, but can you make it a door?
Do you know my gut specialist doctor told me that gratitude before meals is proven to boost digestion.
Oh, yeah.
I believe
that. Isn't that crazy?
I agree with that, Dan.
Which, you know, I picture, you know, Jesus, I don't know that, I don't know how it goes or whatever, but did he like thank God for the food, or did he give thanks for the food? Because those are, to me, two different things. Like, did he express gratitude before he ate as a health practice, maybe? Or was it, was it as spiritual as I've previously thought it to be? Could it be a very practical?
I think it's both.
Sure, why not?
I think it's totally both, because I think as I thank God for the provision, that reverberates through my body.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. I was reading the scripture yesterday about my words. They are life to all that find him.
Yes.
And they bring health to the bones and life.
Yeah.
And then there's other ones where it will bring you long life. Anything that is kingdom and his word and you know, when we're doing what God wants us to do, it builds in health in us naturally, in the spiritual and in the physical.
Yeah. Yes. So true.
So I think I always forget, you know, these days, because we're not always sitting around the table. My family is scattered and they're all getting older. And just, a lot of times it's Charlie and I and maybe one or two of the children there. I'm forgetting to like say grace, because a grace is something you do with sitting around a table, you know. But thank you, Dan. It reminds me to just say it before I eat, because why not be thankful at all occasions?
Yeah.
Just thankful, constantly thankful.
Well, for me, it was like this. It became, and it shouldn't be this. It was wrong for it to become this, but it became this religious duty for me to make sure that God knew I wasn't so arrogant. Like we joke about it, but it's like, you know, I didn't want to choke on my food. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I wanted to make sure that, like, I did, like, I wasn't being cocky, you know, like, don't get cocky. Like, you better be clear about where your provision comes from.
Yeah.
And so it became kind of this, like, religious duty. But then I started thinking of it in terms of a, not just a digestive, you know, good practice, mm-hmm. but in terms of a soul opening,
yes,
heart opening, life changing thing to before you eat, to be like, because you can eat in bitterness,
right, yeah. Danny?
Eat your kale in bitterness, and
it's not
you
doing you any
will
good.
Have a stomach ache.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'd rather eat McDonald's with joy.
Go through your McDonald's.
And I've never eaten McDonald's. Oh, maybe I ate it when I was 7.
Yeah,
but I reckon it's healthier. I mean, it is. I believe in health food. You know, we're here talking about it.
You can get a salad there,
chicken salad. But I believe even more deeply in the health of your inner man.
But Danny, it's interesting because you're right. All sorts of prayers and all things can become rote religious things that we almost do in superstition, or I should and right. I have. But when it becomes a heart thing, like, man, I'm thankful for this food. Thank you, God. You know, I've got this whole new revelation about prayer these days. And because I even was reading it the other day, don't do long, vain, repetitious prayers.
Sure.
Especially in church, people pray and they have all the, you know, oh, Lord this and dear Lord that. And it's so not natural. These days I open my eyes when I pray because I just want to pray like to my Father. He's listening, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do, you know, all these weird things, and I'm trying to keep them short.
Yeah.
Real short, because God just hears me. I could say, hi, Serena, how are you doing? Yeah. Great. I mean, I don't just like, oh, and as we come into your presence, Father, I thank you for that. Why don't we just be normal?
Totally. Sure. And sometimes that might be long, because sometimes I sit with you on the couch and I'm like, here, come sit. We're going to discuss
But it doesn't have to be long and say all the right words. No. It just has to be this heart connection with our Father.
Because sometimes I used to get to the place where I used to try and think, oh, what would be the right word to put there, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm like, now
when I pray. Do you think about your words when you're talking to me? No.
Now, right. But now when I pray even more, I don't even care. Sometimes I don't even finish the sentence.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, God, what I'm talking about, you know?
Right.
But because he knows. It's so true, Pearl. I love that. It's an encouragement to me too.
Well, there's so much to, it's just like gravity to complain. Like, I find myself all week long just falling into complaining and moaning about what I don't have or goals that aren't met or whatever. And it gives you gas.
It gives you gas. You see, this is science, right? This is, like, if you're not into the Bible and you're listening, this is science. It comes from the Bible.
Yeah.
It's profound truth. It's life-giving, and it's beautiful when it's attached to the relationship of God. But even besides that, it's science, right?
Yes.
It's just a beautiful thing when the mouth can be used for what it was designed for, you know, and everything just starts to line up, you know,
eating.
Yeah. It's even eating starts to line up, right? Even your colon starts to line up, Danny.
The colon. Gotta
bring the colon in there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, so it's Thanksgiving and maybe you're going to family and there's a chance
for bitterness.
Right. But guess what?
That's a wide gate.
There's a chance there's a chance to have a gate, right? A door where you allow more bitterness in. You allow the enemy in. You allow a lot of a door to make.
Even if some family member's a real jerk tomorrow.
Yeah. But guess what? You can make a door. You can make a door of praise and thankfulness where you allow God in, a doorway for him into your situation.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Here's the challenge that I want to make to everybody listening, and this is something that I've been doing in my life. I know we had a party on this. There's going to be a lot of chance for hurt tomorrow. Just because family members know how to hurt, right? I mean, they know your little soft places where they can really get at you and they didn't even mean to, or maybe they do. Maybe they even mean to hurt you.
Yeah.
But I challenge us all that we're not hurtable.
Mm-hmm.
Because what does wearing hurt do to us, okay? It makes us sick, makes us unhappy, hurt breeds hurt, and then we just become a hurty. I call it, it's just, you know, one of those hurties, H-U-R-T-I-E, that's us, it's our identity.
Yeah.
And we're just bristling all the time because we're wearing our little gray hurt cardigan and that's mm-hmm. who we are.
Do you know a new practice I'm doing to not be, because I don't ever experience, and it may be, but I don't recognize it as I feel hurt.
No, it's not such a manly thing.
I feel angry.
Men feel more anger.
Yeah, yeah.
Women get hurt.
I don't feel hurt. I never go, I'm offended. I'm just like, I sort of want to punch that dude.
Yeah, you're a real jerk right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my husband.
Yeah. Or no, I never want to punch anyone in the face. I want to grab their collar and shake them. That's what I want to do. Just a good shaking.
Yeah.
Just, what are you thinking? Yeah. Anyways. Don't know where I was going.
You said lately when you've been doing...
A new practice. Oh, do you know how... Okay. If like the closeness you two have as sisters...
Hi, Pearl.
Hi, mate.
If you were to do something that hurt her, you're going to hear about it eventually. I don't mean in a negative way. I mean, she's eventually going to come to you and say, I need clarity on this, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to process
at some point.
Yeah,
we need a full call.
Yeah, like, you're not going to let it go unsaid. You're not going to be
But we've learned. That's how we do it. We process straight away. As soon as we can, we don't leave it.
Right. I've been taking that to the world. I will take it to the Kohl's merchant. Yeah. I will take it to the cashier. Yeah, like if somebody's out of line or is being obnoxious or is like, I feel like my new way of loving the world is to bring them into reality and to treat them like a brother or a sister.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just like, hey, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I feel like you're saying it in a way where you're really put out and you don't really want to help me right now. And yet I feel like I'm in your store paying you money and I just feel like I should be helped. I was like, am I being a jerk to just bring that up? Or are you, or am I misunderstanding you?
Well, that's like, good that you say it.
I'm
like
starting
that,
to do it like everywhere I go.
Yeah.
And I
like,
rather than
you're being a jerk right now.
But
you're saying, hey, am I misunderstanding something?
Totally. That's like great. There's several options. I can be passive aggressive and like fuss, you know what I mean? And like make it known how I feel.
Yeah.
I can like do nothing and leave there with
venting,
it on my shoulders.
Right,
like take it home to the fam. Like, I have all these options, and I'm just choosing to, like, completely process with them. Like, I actually
process
love this person.
Process with them, or you love this person because they're a creature that God created, and you know that maybe they can't process it. So you're just like, you know what?
Yeah.
I thank you, Lord, that you've made me strong enough
to
be whole in you that I don't even
some
need.
Some things you can process. Like, I'm thinking about people going to their families tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And some people are going to be jerks.
If
like,
we bring it up, you'll be processing
it
all day.
It could be a cray-cray day full of...
passive aggression.
Yeah. or you can overlook things. I think there's probably both. Like, if you're going to bring something up, make sure that there's not going to be anger and hurt and all of that. Maybe sure you're just going to like, hey, I just needed to understand better what you said there. I'm sorry, I might have taken it wrong, you know? Or it's just, hey, let's overlook it and I can overlook your flaws and I can love you and I know that you are still on a journey.
You know, it's so true. There's two scriptures that I love, Pearl, that really help me a lot. One of them is, you know, where sin abounds, grace abounds so much more. But I don't believe that means that they have to coexist together. I just think one beats the other, right?
Yes.
Like, so if there is like offense, a sin, you know, if it's abounding, you can have grace that can eat it up, that can swallow it whole and be like, you know, this grace is going to be bigger than that. And then I also love that one that talks about love covers a multitude of sins. And I think love covers. So I see that person being a jerk and I could go to my other friend and say, yeah, that really person, and bring it out. But is that covering it? You know, sometimes love covers. It's like love's like, okay, I'm going to cover that booger. And it's not really a real life booger. It's like a booger of attitude or a booger of personality trait. It's just like, no. Instead of me making it more open so I feel better and so I can have people lift me up, I'm just going to cover that booger because I love that family member and there's a booger there. But, you know, love is going to cover it so the world doesn't have to see it. I'm really going to cover that.
Right.
So
that's good. That's good. I think that we, Serene, you and I have sort of come a long way. We've always been close, but we used to have our big
Oh, yeah.
Clashes, right? They wouldn't last too long, but with sort of, it was awful feeling. Like we could, even with theology, we could make each other so
Oh, I know.
Mad.
And then sometimes too, like, you know, Autumn coming to my house or Getty coming to your house. Remember those times?
Remember.
We had two little girls the same age and it was like, I didn't do TV and you did TV and blah, 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 blah. And we could really.
Like those Allisons, those Barretts. But now I feel like over the years we have learned to be like those Allisons. They're so different. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
They're watching Mary Poppins again. Yeah. The only movie they can watch.
You know,
well,
okay,
they might throw Seven Brides for Seven Brothers in there occasionally.
Okay, so Serena and I, you know, we don't see eye to eye on theology. And we used to have these awful fights, you know, about it. And now it's like,
who cares?
Who jolly well cares?
We both love Jesus. That's
I love
where,
you.
That's
I love
where
her.
We connect there.
And, you know, and we've learned, though, if we do, if I do say anything really jerkish, though, and she, we can pull each other up and say, oh, man, can I just talk to you about that?
A great phrase I love is, I need some clarity on something.
Yes.
Because often I totally missed it. Like, they didn't actually say anything rude. I heard something rude, but they said nothing rude.
Or you don't know what's going on in their lives either.
Oh, and with my kids, big time. Last night. We were trying to, like, once again, have a family. We have so many people in the room now, and they're all very opinionated, like their father.
Right.
And we're all everyone wants to have their turn, like, and do their show or present what they did that day or tell their story. Yeah. And none of them are respecting each other, right? And they all just are like, they want, like, supreme importance when it's their turn. But when it's their sibling's turn, it's just, like, bah humbug the whole thing away, right? And so I'm sitting here like, I should move out or I should handle this. And I got to pick. And so I was like, I'm going to handle this. I should stay. I should stay. I'm the dad here. Yeah. So I was, one of them got in trouble and the older brother, I look up to see him giving that gotcha smile. Like, you got nailed. And it brings me pleasure to see you get nailed, and it brings you pain to see me have pleasure seeing you get nailed. And he was giving that smile to him.
Right.
And I was like, dude, leave the room with that garbage. And he was like, what? I was like, don't give him that gotcha smile. And he was like, I wasn't. And I'm like, I watched you do it. Anyways, long story short, he actually wasn't even paying attention to anything that was happening. His sister made a joke. See, there's so many people in the room. His sister had made a joke that I didn't hear.
Yeah.
That he was like getting a kick out of in his own world.
Oh, and you thought he was gotching his brother.
And but here's the thing, because he normally does. So he actually did get in trouble for previous crimes, even though this time he was innocent. I was like, well, dude, look, it's not my responsibility to keep up with when you're actually doing it and when you're not. So your character has become such that you're the kind of guy that does that. And I want you to work on, now you're in trouble for your character, even though you were innocent in the moment.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I said long story short. What I'm trying to say is that I was served well, even with my own son, 14 years old, who I could have been hammered down, dad says it this way. But he has a real mind, a real heart. He shouldn't be misunderstood and punished without cause. And so I went, dude, I need some clarity. And that's what opened up this whole understanding, which was this monstrous misunderstanding.
Right.
So that's like a tool I have now that I've been using with people, even in business and stuff, is I just say, yo, you said something or you did something. I just need some clarity on. And sometimes they're like, no, I did it and I meant it. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to choke you now. Now I have my clarity and the correct thing is to choke.
So he has this clarity, right, to for love to cover.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
The
because,
grace is enough.
Because so often, like, humans are not trying to bring harm to the world.
No,
like most, like 99% of the time, no one's trying to hurt someone or take something or be selfish.
But sometimes you see they don't even know though, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but by principalities and powers. And so the point being is there's a demonic world out there, and we humans get used as pawns if we're not careful.
Pawns.
We don't control the trap.
Yeah,
the
pawns.
Door. Yeah.
Pawns. That's another thing we say different. Pawn.
Pawns.
Pawn shops, because my husband used to work at a pawn pawn shop. And, people would ask me, what does your husband do? I say, oh, he manages a pawn shop.
That sounds awesome.
I had to learn.
Sounds real respectable.
Pawn.
You got to draw out that A. Ah.
A-W.
Are we done here?
Yeah, we're totally done. I mean, have a great Thanksgiving. And
it doesn't have to be perfect to be thankful. That was the whole point.
This party doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah, the party doesn't have to be perfect.
Nor does it have to have a main point.
Somehow I feel like, I just feel like you're going to have a great day tomorrow. I just know you're going to open the right door.
And close. Chill off your mom on my way. And then I'll be
chill off your mom to stay. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.